to him. Hallelujah. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find his beyond the ring.
One more.
Jesus, oh, we thank you this morning, Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, oh, we can look back. Amen. The week that has just gone by.
Amen.
Oh, your grace, your mercies,
glory,
your protection,
amen,
above all, your loving kindness towards us, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, so amazing. And Lord, we say thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
And Father, once again, we want to say thank you that as even you have opened a new week for us, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we thank you for that quickening power.
Amen.
Oh, that has quickened us, Lord, to go
Hallelujah.
To no other place but to run to your house,
Hallelujah.
God. Oh, to begin the week right in your presence, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we say thank you. We bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And Father, even as we've come, oh God, we've come with all reverence,
Amen.
With all obedience,
Amen.
With all humility. The Lord Jesus, you have your own way with us, oh God. And Father, even this moment, we want to commit our Sunday school, Lord, into your hands.
Amen.
And we pray the Lord, the Holy Spirit, the author of the word, oh God, will come sweep over us and take the word and break it, Lord, unto us, Lord.
Amen.
We say thank you once again, your servant, Lord. Oh, I decrease for you to increase this moment.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As we are standing, let's quickly turn to, because we'll try to see if we can go through these studies today. Let's turn to John 14, and we shall read from verse 1 to 6. You are all welcome to the house of the Lord this morning. John 14, we read from 1 to 6. Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know. And take notice of this. And the way, ye know. That's our subject. The way, ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? A very good question. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Now, Lord, as we sit at your feet, O God,
Amen.
Let your word, O God, now be a living bread unto us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
As we surrender our hearts, everything, Lord, into you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Please, can you, my second eye, please? It's in the back. Yes, Jesus said, the way ye know. The way ye know. And Thomas questioned, how can we know the way? The answer that came from Jesus revealed three great attributes in him. The answer that came from Jesus revealed three great attributes that are in the Lord Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Now, Jesus said, the way ye know. Why Jesus said so? It is because God has placed already in man the desire for these three great attributes. God has already placed in man, praise the Lord, to desire these three great attributes. So it is in you to know the way. Praise the Lord. It is in you to know the way. It is in a man to find a way in life. Amen. So let's look at the way. So it is in a man to find a way of life. So you could see that man tends to education, business, farming, and many other ventures, which are all good. He's looking for a way, amen, to live. Even man can be so desperate in his quest to find a way till he will venture into something really very, very dangerous. You know how some people can even swallow drugs and all this, but some have to cross high seas in very small boats, see? They are all looking for a way how to survive, you see? So it is in man. And when we look at the truth also, see, the desire for the truth is also in a man. Yes. When man goes about looking for a way of life, the thing that he wants to hear is what? Truth. Whether in education, business, or he wants truth. That's all. That's all what he wants. Man will never entertain any what? Questionable characters. See, or any form of deception, man will not entertain it. It's in you. You want the truth. God has placed in you. Praise the Lord. So, we look at the life. Oh, it is so amazing. It is in a man. Praise the Lord. You see, when man sees death coming, physical death coming, he will run for safety. He will look for what? A safe place. Even if the safest passage goes through a pigsty, he will go through it. See, life is precious to man. You look, you see it. It's in man to preserve his life. So even if a slight headache, he will run to the doctor. And the doctor, after maybe going through some questions, so look, your case is fatigue. What you need is what? Rest. Still, man will ask doctor, doctor, are you sure? See, life is precious to him. So it is in man also, see, to preserve his life. So these great attributes, three great attributes, the way, the truth, the life, which is in Christ, it is in man. Amen. Amen. They are in you, my brother, my sister. Amen. Because, you see, there is a quickening power that should have quickened this so that we will be like Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. But see, the sad part of the whole thing is that these three great attributes, man had made it to manifest mainly in the physical realm. You understand that? These three great attributes, man has made it to manifest only in the natural realm. You understand that? All what we have just talked about, the way, the truth, and the life, man is manifesting it in the natural realm. Amen. But if man, you see, can translate this natural instincts into the spiritual, surely you will be like him. See, if we would translate that natural instinct into the spiritual, like as you see physical death coming, you do what? You find a way of escape. Praise the Lord. Why then, if you translate it into the spiritual, when you see spiritual death coming, my brother, my sister, why do you stand and swallow it? You see it? You are looking for a way of life. Yes, it's good to find a way of life through business, through education, through other means. Amen. But if you translate that natural desire, instinct, which is in you, into the spiritual, looking for what? The will of God. You see? So, that's what the prophet said. Now, there is no need of telling the people a way or what the way is, unless you tell them how to get into it. Amen. Amen. Unless you tell them how to get into it. The way. That's what Jesus said, the way you know. Because he knows that it's in you to know it. You must know the way. The way you know. And so, the prophet, what he's saying that there's no need telling the people a way or what a way is unless you tell them how to get into it. Amen. So, today, unto us, there is only one path that we need to walk. We need to look for if we are looking for the way. And that is the old path the apostolic fathers, they had gone. Oh, the apostolic fathers had what? Trod upon. That way we are supposed what? To look for, if we want the spiritual way, praise God. Amen. So, let's go to Jeremiah for a lead, what we should do. Let's go to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. He said, thus says the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul. Amen. Give me the, this is the, he said, stand ye in the ways. He said, stand ye in the ways and ask for the old path. The old path. Where you find a good way. So that you walk therein. Amen. So you see, our sister standing here, there are two paths before her. You see. One looks not inviting at all. It doesn't look so pleasant. And the other one also looks really good. So that's what Jeremiah is saying here. He said, stand ye in the ways. Amen. And then ask for what? The old path. Amen. Where you will find a good way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. But you see, many, according to the Bible, many are what? Missing this good way. Many are missing this good way. And that is what Jesus said in Matthew 7:14. Why they are missing this good way. Matthew 7:14. Just little, you take your Bible and open that place. Matthew 7:14. It said, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. Oh, be that few. Amen. Few there be find it. Then when, go back to verse 13. Then it tells you to do what? Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate that, wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. You see, when we read Jeremiah, he said, but they said, the people said, we will not walk therein. When we go back to Jeremiah 6:16, the last sentence, he said, but they said, we will not walk therein. So, brethren, it is a spirit that has come all to this time that we are living. So, today, my young brethren, we are trying to encourage you. Stand ye in the ways. And ask for the old path. Where you will find what? The good way. And walk therein. That you will not be like those people that said we will not walk therein. And they are not walking therein simply because what? Straight is the gate. And narrow is the way. You see, I forgot my pen drive. I got a real good something that could have really indicated this rough way and the broad way. Amen. The guy or the person who actually made that sketch, it's just a sketch, he made that sketch, had some scripture in his mind. Because we will come to that scripture. He made that image, the straight way going through rocks and mountains, and made what? The broad way going through a plain. Very nice, wide, you see. But we will come to that scripture. And so now let's go to the prophet. He said that unless you tell them how to get into it. So, my young brethren, let's listen to the prophet. How to get, it's so simple. How to get into it. In the message book, God's Way that he has made for us. He said, there are two ways a man can go. There are two ways. There are not three ways. Praise the Lord. Always two ways. The straight gate and the broad gate. The narrow way and the broad way. Amen. So the prophet said there are two ways a man can go. And that is his own way or God's way. And it is the right way or the wrong way. Two things. Amen. He said, your way is always the wrong way. Your way is always what? The wrong way. And God's way is the right way. He said, you cannot be in your own way and be in God's way at the same time. Can't be possible. You got to get out of your own way so God can have his way in you. That's right. God makes that provided way. Amen. So how to get into it is to get out from your own way and come toward God's way. Amen. And what the prophet is meaning, in short, we can bring it toward. That means getting out of your own way is what? Repent. Amen. Repent and be ye baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So this morning, that's what a message for you, my young brethren, that you repent and be baptized. Oh, Brother Maxwell, I have already been baptized. That's really good. Amen. But the question also to you, that you have already been baptized, have you received the baptism of the fire? The Holy Ghost, since you believed. If you still don't make, you are not sure that you received the baptism of the fire, then that same word comes to you from the prophet, that you go to get out of your own way. Amen. You might be still not what? Giving yourself to be cleansed and to be washed by the word. Amen. Amen. Because after you have been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in water, the next thing is what? To surrender yourself to be what? To be sanctified, to be cleansed, to be washed by what? By the word. Amen. By the washing of the word. So what your parents, you have got godly parents, what they will tell you. You've got a godly pastor. You've got godly ministers. You've got godly what? Brethren. That speaks to you. It's the word. You have got to what? Surrender to be washed. Amen. To receive the baptism of the fire, the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we come back to the straightway. That I couldn't bring it. Next time when I bring it, I will just show you just how it is. See, the straightway that goes through what? Goes through, this picture shows a straightway that goes through mountains, through rocks and mountains. So narrow. And then the man sketched the Broadway going through very nice plain, straight and broad, which is what? A scripture, so powerful. Amen. Let's turn to Genesis 19:17. You see, when the word talks about straightway, the narrow way, it is nothing but what does the way that you need to go. Amen. Because already we've known that the broad way will lead you to what? Will lead you to destruction. Now, let's look at this scripture. The man who did that sketch, I will show it to you. He did it because there was a scripture in his mind, because it followed this Genesis 19:17. Let's read. You all know when the two angels that were sent to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, amen, and when they had been able to bring out Lot and his family, this is what they told them. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for your life. Praise the Lord. Escape for thy life. Amen. Look not behind thee, neither stay down all in the plain. Don't go by the way of the plains. The easy way, the open way, the broad way. Praise the Lord. Amen. But what? Escape to the mountains. Hallelujah. You see, escape to the mountains. lest thou be consumed.
Hallelujah.
Oh, even hearing the rocks and the mountains. Who is he? Jesus Christ, the rock of my salvation. Among the rocks, you can have a hiding place. But in the plains, you are what? You are exposed. That's the way of life. Amen. The straight way is where you have what? Come through, you are seated here this morning. That's the straight way. Praise the Lord. Then why don't you earnestly desire for that, contend for that faith that was once given unto the saints when you come in here? Why don't you open your heart? Receive the word. The word that comes is life. See, escape for your life. Escape to the mountains. Amongst the rocks. Where you can have what a hiding place. In Christ Jesus. Amen. Lest you be consumed. Amen. Even we know of when Jerusalem was about to be compassed. Jesus prophesied to what? To the people of Jerusalem. That's Luke 21:20 and 21. And he said, when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let which are in Judea flee to the mountains. Praise the Lord. See, straight is the gate. And narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. Don't go by the way of the broad way where you are exposed. You go into the world, you are exposed. The world is the broad way. You are exposed. So, my own brethren, you have been baptized in water. Be assured to yourself that you have received the baptism of the fire, the Holy Ghost. Making sure that you have surrendered yourself completely to the word and live by the word and act by the word, because the way, the truth, and the life is in you. To seek for those things, to desire for those things, those great attributes that are in Christ. That's why Christ told his disciples, the place where I'm going, ye know the way. You know it. It's in you. Praise the Lord. But when they asked, how can we know the way? It's okay. I will help you. I am the way, the truth, and the life. You just come through me. It is the same word. He is the word. Praise the Lord. Now, let's quickly just read this from the prophet, and then before the time takes off. Now, listen to the prophet. Because my brother, my sister, let's consider our ways, because it leads you to a final destination. Let's listen to the prophet, the choosing of a bride, 1964. He said, in many things of life, we are given a choice. The way of life itself is a choice. We have a right to make our own way, choose our own way that we want to live. Education is a choice. We can choose whether we are going to be educated or whether we are not going to be educated. That's a choice that we have. Right and wrong is a choice. Every man, every woman, boy or girl, has to choose whether they are going to try to live right or not live right. It's a choice. Are you listening, my young brethren? See, the prophet said, choice is a great thing. Your eternal destination is a choice. And maybe some of you will make a choice where they will go and spend eternity before the service ends. The prophet said tonight, but we are saying today, before the service ends today. My young brethren, if you have not made that choice, say before the service ends today, make that choice. To live right or to live wrong. To go by what? The straight way, or do you want to go by the broad way? Take it into your heart this morning. Amen. He said, you might have turned God down many times. There will be one time you will turn him down, and it will be the last time. Amen. He said, there is a line between mercy and judgment. Listen closely. And it's a dangerous thing for a man or a woman, boy or girl, to step across that line. For there is no return when you step across that deadline. My young brethren, listen. Don't ever think of what? I'm going to the world for a while and come back. You may not be able to come back. Amen. Amen. Make your choice today. Amen. As the word that will come, be in what? Prayer in your heart. Amen. And seek God. That, Lord, I surrender to you. Amen. Help me. Amen. He said, this morning, it might be the time that you may make your decision where you will spend the endless eternity. Amen. Amen. Brethren, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, nor stand in the ways of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornfuls. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he doth meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water and bringeth forth the fruits of its season. The leaves also shall not wither. And whatsoever you do, you too will prosper. Amen. Shall we stand? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning, Lord. As Father, we've heard from you, Lord, yes, we surrender. Oh, Lord, our hearts, our soul. Oh, Father, help our young children, oh, God, as they are coming up, Lord Jesus. The world is so wicked, deception in every corner, Lord. Father, direct their footsteps, oh, through that straight and narrow way, oh, God, which leads to eternal life, oh, God. And even as your word will come, Lord, this morning, oh, Father, let it be a dew of life unto every heart, Lord, this morning, as we surrender everything, Lord, unto you, Lord. Oh, and Father, even as this moment, we want to worship you. We want to praise your name. We want to lift up your name, oh, God. So we want to come in, Lord, the song leader, the musicians, all our instruments, our voices, our hands, everything, Lord. We want to use them, Lord, to thy glory. May you, Lord, now sweep over us, O God, as we commit your servant, our pastor, Lord, into your hands this moment, O God, that you be with him, Lord, knowing the hearts of everyone that, Father, we need a fresh visitation, a fresh vision, Lord, that through your word, O God, oh, yes, we will see the light. We thank you, we bless you, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Bless you.